Hi, you're listening to Small Things Often from the Gottman Institute, where we talk you through research-based tips to help improve your relationships in 5 minutes or less. Today's tip is about how being neutral can be invalidating to your partner. What does that mean? Here's an example. Say your partner comes home from work, so upset they can barely speak. You ask what's wrong, and they tell you. Their boss took the credit for their legal brief. And all day long, their boss has been getting accolades for your partner's 6 weeks of hard work. Your partner is inconsolable. So you say, don't worry. You're still getting a paycheck every week. Or, they're your boss. That's what happens in business. Or maybe even, why does this bother you so much? Just forget it. You're overreacting. Let's have dinner. And then when your partner asks you why you're not being supportive and always taking the other person's side, you say, I'm not siding with anyone. I'm just neutral. Well, we're here to tell you that being neutral to your partner at a time when they are hurting and desperately need you to hear them can be incredibly destructive. Your neutrality can cause them to feel invalidated, unheard, not respected, and not valued. And over time, that can cause a deep wound that can irrevocably erode the trust and relationship between the two of you. But a word of caution, validation doesn't necessarily mean you have to agree with your partner or their stance. It simply means that you recognize their feelings as real and valid for them. If you're consistently staying neutral when your partner comes to you with an emotional issue, it's important to look inside yourself and figure out why you react that way. Are you uncomfortable when your partner expresses strong emotions? Do you feel you're actually helping by making the event smaller than it is? Or are you trying to fix things by telling them they shouldn't feel that way? Finding out why you respond the way you do can be the start of a powerful change. But take heart. If this has been a pattern between you and your partner, there are steps to healing. First, atone. Really take an action to right your past wrongs. And don't just do it once. Stop the harmful behavior and continually work to repair it. Then attune. Go to your partner and really listen to them, maybe for the very first time. Hear their story and their perspective, and help them heal. And finally, attach. Commit to your partner that this is now the new normal. You will be there consistently, on an ongoing basis, to really hear them, validate their feelings, and hopefully, trust will follow. And these steps don't just apply to personal relationships. On a broader level, the events of the past few months in our country and the world have weighed heavily on all our minds. What we've learned is that our own thoughts and actions do matter, because stepping back and becoming neutral in today's environment is, in fact, a form of invalidation. So take these steps and use them in your personal life, as well as in the community at large. Today's small thing. The next time your partner expresses strong feelings, stop. Listen, and remember that your focus and validation and understanding will go a long way to repairing and strengthening your relationship. Tune into the next episode of Small Things Often for another quick tip from the Gottman Institute, helping you maintain and strengthen all of your relationships.